Hello, I'm calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yeah, I am she. I'm the responsible adult who owns the house.
And first of all, is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
It's a single-family home, two bedrooms, two baths.
And do you own or rent your home?
I own.
And please tell me in what year was your home built? An estimated this time.
74.
Okay. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, like roofing upgrade, impact windows, drainage upgrade, a structural upgrade, or no upgrades?
The HOA takes care of all that, and it's paid through the HOA itself. But I have a new roof. It was from 2020 or 2021. I'm not sure.
And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 1962, at the age of 9.
Okay. And how many years? Just an estimated. Like,
how many years is that?
How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 1962. So, I don't know, do the math. 2024,
1962? Approximately like 40 years, correct? Or 30?
Yeah.
30 years, okay? 30 to 40. Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following: a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, Category 4, or a Category 5 hurricane?
I experienced Andrew. Does that answer your question?
And did you remember the category of Andrew? The number of...
Andrew was a 5, but if they would have had higher categories, it would have been that, because...
But will you remember the year of the hurricane?
Andrew was 1992.
Okay, thank you. And have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane, yes or no?
I'm not living in that home that I was living in when Andrew hit, but we didn't have that much damage at the time on the house.
Okay, but...
We were living in Broward, and Andrew hit...
In this moment,
what?
Yes or no? In this moment, have you or any adults in your household living in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, just somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
And if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shooters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive the home of our relative friends in other area, or I will not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
My home is already prepared. I have impact windows, and I have a small generator that will keep my, not the air conditioning, but it will keep my refrigerator going.
Perfect. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very
Completely.
Certain?
Yeah, very certain. Very certain.
Now, please select your top 3 sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, the radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp. Your top 3.
Television.
Okay.
And,
the second one? Internet sources, radio,
newspapers, no,
friends and family.
The television, and I have my portable radio.
And the last one? Your source of information, internet sources, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
I just said television.
Yes, I need to select 3. You have television, radio, and I need one more. Internet sources, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Friends and family.
And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, cost of childcare, cost of insurance, or cost of housing, or none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone, yes or no?
No.
And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Probably, but no, I don't think so.
But when will you evacuate? If emergency management officials ordered you to
Okay, if the emergency management tells me.
Okay. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not live under any circumstances?
Well,
if you needed to evacuate.
If I needed to evacuate, I wouldn't leave under no circumstances. I would stay in my home. I have made it to where it's safe.
And how many vehicles are available in the household?
What's that?
How many vehicles are available in the household?
Just a second.
Okay, no problem.
How many what? Bagels?
Vehicles, like...
Oh, vehicles.
Or motorcycles?
Two.
Okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? An estimated is fine.
Four thousand.
And how confident are you that you could come up with $4,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'm very certain I could come up with the full $4,000. I could probably come up with $4,000. I could probably not come up with $4,000.
I could probably come up.
Okay. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly over 10%?
It has increased significantly. How many more questions?
We're almost done with it, sir. We're at 65% now. Just 3 or 4 minutes more, please. And I will speed up my reading, okay? What about 1 to 3 years? Decrease significantly, somewhat, remain the same, or increase?
Increase.
Significantly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
3 to 5 years? Increase significantly, somewhat, or remain the same?
Somewhat, 3 to 5 years.
And the last one, 5 to 10 years. Your home insurance rate changed in the last 5 to 10 years? Increased somewhat, significantly, or remained the same?
Increased somewhat.
Just somewhat. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? Continue paying higher rate?
I continue paying the higher rate.
And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value. 80% to less than 100, 60% to
100%.
Less than
100%. 100%, yeah.
And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I will not move from my home.
I will not move from my house.
In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
Yes.
And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government? State government,
no.
Local government, or you think government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
No, I wouldn't reach out for the government.
And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Well, like I said, this house was built in 74, so it had a different code
How much confidence do you have from 1 to 5?
5.
That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. From 1 to 5, how much confidence?
1.
That new developments take into account hurricane wind risk. From 1 to 5?
1.
That new developments take into account flood risk.
1.
And the last one, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. From 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have on that?
4.
4, okay. And we're basically in the last part of the survey. Thank you so much for your help. I would like to ask you the last few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe...
No, sir. I'm done. I have my dinner on the stove, and I can't keep answering your questions. I'm sorry.
I understand, but we will hate to lose your opinions. We're almost done, really. Just a few more questions. I will speed up my reading, please. We're 80% now. Please. The last few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected, yes or no?
No.
And most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation about and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Very, somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all, because I'm inland. I'm completely inland.
And when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? The neighborhood, schools, crime, the price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, float zone, or proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
All of the above.
But if you have to select one of those?
Cost.
The cost, okay. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, 1 to 3, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Well, I'm in my 70s. I don't think I'll make, more than 20 years or so.
Okay. But between 10 and 20 years or more than 20 years?
Between 10 and 20.
And could you please tell me your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
65 and older.
And for quality purposes, what is your gender?
Female.
Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
Are under 12 years old?
No.
And both are 65 or older?
My daughter is in... I'm sorry?
Are 65 or older? How many?
One.
Me. Okay. And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married, living with partner, widow, divorced, or separated?
Divorced.
And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
I'm Cuban.
And what racial group do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Asian, or Native American, or other race not listed?
Caucasian.
And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
The last question, and we will be finished. Please tell me which is the income range for your household. Just stop me when I get the right category. Is under $20,000, between $20,000 and $30,000, $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000?
No, $75,000 to
$100,000. Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your patience and for your responses. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.